This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. A number of people have been injured outside the British Parliament after a car collided with security barriers. Police have arrested the driver. Turkey is seeking to slow or reverse the slide of its currency, the lira, the central bank pledging to provide cash to banks. The currency, which declined over 40% so far this year, is also under pressure in Ankara's ongoing dispute with the U.S.
Bir taraftan stratejik ortak olacaksın.
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan complained Monday that Turkey has been a strategic partner in Afghanistan and Somalia with the U.S., but Washington has stabbed it in the back. The two countries remain at odds over the jailing of an American pastor, demand of an exiled Muslim cleric be extradited following the failed 2016 coup, sanctions, and tariffs. WH Ireland chief market strategist Mike Ingram said European banks have contributed to Turkey's indebtedness.
Turkey has been an avid consumer of loans. Again, I've mentioned that current account deficit. Well, a lot of that's been funded effectively by forex debt, particularly within corporates and Eurozone banks with extremely low funding costs and few growth opportunities elsewhere. Have only been too happy to oblige.
He said Turkey may have to turn to the International Monetary Fund.
It's probably going to get to the point where the IMF or something like the IMF is the only way that we're going to see stability in the Turkish economy. But the problem is, it may be a very, very long time before Turkey asks for that sort of help.
The U.S. said it's monitoring the situation closely. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa has called for national unity to rebuild the economy and put the rancor of last month's election in the past.
We however condemn MDC alliance-inspired violence post our free and fair elections.
Post-election protests left at least six dead following allegations of fraud. The outcome is being challenged in court. This is VOA News. North and South Korea have agreed to hold their third summit this year next month in Pyongyang. No date announced. No details on an agenda released. The Center for the National Interest analyst Harry Katsianis said it appears to be a way for South Korea to kickstart the effort to get the North to denuclearize.
It's very clear that Washington and Pyongyang are basically on two very opposite ends of the spectrum. And I think what South Korea is trying to do here is trying to bridge the gap. I don't know if that's going to happen, but we're going to find out pretty soon.
The two Koreas have also discussed a peace declaration to officially end the Korean War, as well as joint economic projects. Tunisia's president has proposed giving women equal inheritance rights. Currently, male heirs receive double the assets of females. The issue has sparked protests for and against any change to Islamic law. In Yemen, thousands of mourners buried dozens of children killed in an airstrike on a bus Thursday. According to the International Red Cross, at least 40 children were killed as the bus drove through the Houthi rebel-held town of Dayan. Mohammed Galham condemned what he called the crimes committed by the Saudi-led coalition. They will not be forgiven by history or humanity, he said. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and his Agriculture Department counterpart Sonny Perdue visited devastated parts of California where wildfires are still not contained. At least nine have been killed. Thousands have been forced from their homes. Forecasters warn hotter temperatures this week, continued dry conditions, and gusty winds will make the task more difficult. President Donald Trump Monday signed into law a $716 billion defense bill that, among other things, will begin the process of developing a space force to counter rivals like China.
Our foreign competitors and adversaries have already begun weaponizing space. They want to jam transmissions, which threaten our battlefield operations and so many other things. We will be so far ahead of them in a very short period of time, your head will spin.
The measure authorizes new recruits, the purchase of new weapons, pay increases, and military housing construction. Germany Tuesday said its economy expanded 0.5% in the second quarter. That's following an increase in private and government spending, more investment, and construction activity. The humanitarian ship Aquarius is seeking safe harbor still for more than 140 migrants rescued off the coast of Libya. Both Malta and Italy have so far refused permission for the Aquarius to dock. The European Commission says it's in touch with EU member states to try to resolve the matter. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.